This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as smart as algorithms have gotten, apparently artificial intelligence isn't always intelligent enough at the office. A look at how any bias in an algorithm can skew a company's decision-making in very costly ways, and how the expanding use of AI is attracting new attention to the importance of workforce diversity. We'll explain after these tech headlines. Activision Blizzard said it plans to cut about 8% of its workforce as it tries to grapple with changes in how people buy and play video games. The cuts underscore the tough task video game makers face as players sink time and money into only a handful of games, ones that they can play all the time, whenever, the current king being Fortnite. The journal says the stakes are high. Players who aren't kept busy in one game might take their time and money to a rival. As such, Activision Blizzard says it also plans to add to its developer team to produce content for existing franchises more quickly. Google Cloud's plan to catch up to Amazon and Microsoft? Sales reps. Alphabet's Google plans to accelerate growth at Alphabet's cloud computing unit by expanding its sales team and boosting market specialization of sales representatives. Google's success largely came from serving digital native companies, businesses that were born in the internet era and never built their own data centers. The journal writes that in dramatically expanding its sales team, it addresses one of its longtime biggest challenges, staying in the game as Amazon and Microsoft surge ahead, becoming leaders in computing power and storage services. Autonomous trucking firm TuSimple has raised $95 million to expand its fleet of self-driving big rigs. The company, which has offices in the United States and China, is developing tech aimed at making long-haul trucking cheaper and more efficient, in part by allowing semi-trucks to run beyond the 11-hour daily operating limit in place for human drivers. TuSimple's technology is built around cameras that it claims provide better long-range predictive capabilities than LiDAR, the tech used in most self-driving passenger cars that offers a 3D laser view of the environment. The company is part of a stable of startups with self-driving car tech that uses AI, laser sensors, and cameras to navigate roads. Coming up, how expanding the use of AI is attracting new attention to workforce diversity. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, tech companies have stepped up efforts to recruit women and minorities. However, computer and software professionals who write AI programs are largely still white and male. As such, artificial intelligence isn't always intelligent enough at the office. Case in point, one major company built a job applicant screening program that automatically rejected most women's resumes, going on to show that developers testing their products often rely on datasets that lack adequate representation of women or minority groups. Joining us now to talk more about it is columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Sue Schellenbarger, via Skype in Chicago. So, Sue, first let's talk about the algorithms and get to the root of the problem, because what it all comes down to is the fact that engineers, they test these algorithms by tapping into a database of information. And what we're learning is that these databases have blind spots. Would you mind explaining how sometimes things go wrong?
Well, an algorithm can become a kind of black box in the marketplace, as engineers say. They can learn and make predictions on data without being explicitly programmed to do so. And that process continues in the background after a program is built. So if there's any failing initially in the way the algorithm is built, such as bias and an inability to work well on certain kinds of subjects, that's multiplied exponentially. This can continue quietly. And unless the algorithm has been tested on diverse databases with a wide range of examples, the bias then may be multiplied exponentially and come out in some of these horrifying examples, which horrify the makers of the programs too, such as not being able to recognize an African-American woman, for example.
What would you say are some of the standout examples in terms of these blind spots that companies have had to find out about the hard way?
There's been a buzz about these online, certainly. Google, a couple of years ago, its photo app tagged an African-American as a gorilla in its photo category. Google immediately apologized and fixed it, of course. And then Amazon had been working internally on an AI screening program for tech job applicants. But when they saw that it was systematically rejecting resumes mentioning the word women's, such as a women's group or women's college, they realized that it had been learning from the database of past tech job workers at Amazon, who were mostly male. So these are examples of how these things can go wrong. Amazon never used that algorithm for screening applicants, it hastens to say, but it's just an example that was exposed in the media by Reuters and was the talk for quite a while.
There's a bunch of new ideas in trying to get this right. As such, I know we're seeing a lot more scrutiny. So what's going on by way of technology? I know there's certain things in terms of facial recognition that they're trying out.
It's a powerful tool either for eliminating bias or imposing bias. There's a company called Zest Finance, which is really working with lenders to try to improve their decision-making about who's qualified to get a loan. For example, if you're a very young applicant, you're likely to be turned down by the standard decision-making formulas that most lenders use because you don't have a credit history, you don't make very much money. But Zest Finance has found that if you take a large number of additional criteria into account, such as have you made regular deposits in a savings account, you pay your rent on time, that you actually can come up pretty creditworthy without ever having had a loan in the past. So with these good algorithms that are effectively programmed and bias-free, we hope, lenders can broaden their credit portfolios without lowering their underwriting standards. So they can cut both ways. AI can be both a very positive force or a negative one.
Sue Schellenbarger, thanks so much. Appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
Sue. That is it for the Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.